Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com on the line. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good. What's going on, Freddie?
Not much. You know, just waiting for spring like the rest of you.
Yeah, sure. Sure, you can get out there and start planting your rose bushes or whatever it is you like to plant, Freddie.
I'm better at planting tulips. You know that.
Are you a green thumb kind of guy, Fred, or do you leave that to your wife?
We buy the potted, we buy the flowers already in the pots and just place them strategically around the house.
Yeah, but you're a good man with the lawn. I've seen your lawn, and you grow yourself a good lawn.
Yes, I do. Although, since the government took away all the poisonous fertilizers, it's been a bit of a struggle. So I've had to come up with ways to smuggle it in from the States.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to get involved in anything, but, if
you're... Hey, you guys are on the border. You could probably... What's Michigan's laws like with the... With the pesticides.
I'm not quite sure if there are any.
I would think they would just say, spray away. They got lots of room. In Detroit, it's pretty much farmland now anyhow, so you're going to have to spray.
So you could probably get in your car, right, because you're in Windsor, and within an hour have some illegal pesticides to make your lawn look just lovely in Windsor.
Yeah, where are your hookup, Freddie?
I would drive the 4 hours. I would, because I totally disagree with those laws.
Yeah.
Public parks are allowed to use them and golf courses are allowed to use them, but Dalton, in his ultimate wisdom, decided that you and I now have to live with lawns that feature crabgrass. Thank you.
Yeah, I just don't know if Matt's the one that's going to smuggle it over for you. I just don't know where we're going to hide it on his body.
I know. That's a big, you walk funny, but I know.
That's a big jug to get up there.
Yeah, well, I prefer the granular, stuff that you put in the spreader and spread over your lawn.
No problem.
You like that more than the spray, eh? How come you don't like the spray you hook up to the hose?
Nah, I don't know. Because I can actually see the other stuff. I don't know. I never had much luck with the spray stuff. But it would be easier to bring back from the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, they still sell it down like in Tennessee and Kentucky and what have you. So if someone was driving back, someone could get a jug of the liquid and maybe put it into their suitcase.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you get some beer duty-free, and then you get some pesticide for Freddie.
Mm-hmm. That type of thing.
Freddie, speaking of...
Is this an illegal conversation?
I think we can discuss it as long as we don't do it.
That's right. I would never do that.
No, because you're... No. Speaking of things you can get in the States and not in Canada, great television choices sometimes. And our Maddie, who for a long time, speaking of illegal, may have gone a little bit gray when it came to his television.
Sure.
But that has disappeared, as it often does for so many people. I've never had a successful, one of these... descrambler boxes and all this stuff. Remember years ago when they used to have like the pay-per-view channels and you could buy like an illegal little box that would supposedly fix it for you, or you could then download something on your computer. It always crashes. It never worked. It never worked for me. Maddie had that problem, so now he's had to go to Canadian cable, so he gets nothing but like Little Mosque on the Prairie and some of our other fine broadcasting choices here in Canada.
Yeah, my next-door neighbor had the illegal satellite or whatever you want to call it, and there was a couple of years there that it was flawless, that we really enjoyed it for sporting events, mm-hmm. and movies and adult entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah, that was weird. Sometimes just me and him, just me and the neighbor sitting there watching porn. That was weird.
Watching Bed Knobs and Poon Sticks.
Yeah, but I used to make sure he had to sit completely on the other side of the room. Right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's a little creepy.
And I wish that was a lie. But it was the same thing. His thing would crash all the time, and finally he just gave up. So, yeah, and I love it here. I'm on a legal satellite system here in Canada, and I just find it so aggravating at times, especially the way you have to bundle the channels. You want one channel. And then you want another channel, but in order to get both channels, you have to buy two bundles. I just can't have those two channels that I want.
Of course. Yeah, that is what I was looking at when I was getting mine hooked up. The provider that I have now gives me TSN, but not Sportsnet Ontario. I get the rest of the Sportsnet to get Sportsnet West so I can see all the Canucks games I want. But I don't get Sportsnet Ontario, and I don't get the score because they're all three our competition, and one owns TSN, so why would they put Sportsnet as an option? You get the deluxe package, and then you get Sportsnet, and the deluxe package after that, then you get TSN2, and the deluxe package after that, then you get whatever, but you end up spending $80 a month on cable just to get two or three channels in the further down packages.
Yeah. My dilemma was, see, if you wanted CNN and Fox News, two different bundles. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. One was called News and Info, and CNN's in that, and then Fox, for some reason, is in the lifestyle bundle. Now, tell me why, if I'm a newsier and I have that type of interest in my television, would I have to get two different bundles to get CNN and Fox News? What's the difference? So they purposely split them up because they know somebody like me wants them both.
Yep.
But then I have to spend, what, $6 or $7 per bundle to get them. It's ridiculous. And let me tell you something else there, Matty boy. If you think you're going to get the Canucks games, you're sadly mistaken, because when a Canucks game comes on, due to rights, regional rights, hockey rights, they'll block it out.
It's true. I got the Super Sports package, or whatever it's called, for $30 a month, and it gets all the hockey games and everything.
Oh, you
like
bought
that.
Center ice.
That isn't, yes, that's part of the package. But of course, the games that are on nationally, I won't get, because they'll be rights to whoever. And so yesterday, as I was flipping around, I watched some of the Philly-Tampa Bay game, because the biggest sports network in our country was showing a dog show.
Right.
So, you know, there was 7 NBA games last night, 6 hockey games, and the biggest network here got a dog show. So, it's a tad annoyed.
Well, there you go, eh?
Why?
The dog and pony show. That's what the whole system is, this satellite cable system.
It's true.
Canada. Nothing but a dog and pony show.
You got that right, Freddie. Just like this little radio broadcast we put out there every single morning. And, Freddie, we continue to read you at CanadianThinker.com. We got to move along.
Okay, boys. Loving you.